Good morning again. So I forgot to say this before, so I'll say it now. Dale Fryer was with me for the baptism because he is a beloved friend of the family, Jalen's family. So they invited and I invited him to participate in the baptism, and it was really a pleasure to do this with the family and also with Dale. So thank you. And of course, Barb Nunn was there because she's our fearless lay leader. So she was there, and she's always there to help out, so thank you for that. Okay, so I'm wondering, have any of you ever been sidetracked by Facebook? No, none of you. None of you have been. Okay. Well, have you ever lost maybe an hour or more of your life on Facebook? Well, this happened to me last week. And as I reflected, I realized we can do everything from our computers now through the internet. We can shop, we can order takeout, and it will be delivered right to us through Grubhub. We can read the news, we can read a book, we can talk at people or talk with people. We can be connected yet all alone in our silos of belief. And I got wondering, what did we do before Facebook and the internet? Well, this is what I came up with, but you might have other ideas. Before the internet and Facebook, we had to interact with one another. We had to interact with one another in stores, in retail, in grocery stores, in restaurants, in bookstores, in libraries, and even at the newsstand. We don't have to do that anymore. All this can be ordered online and delivered right directly to our door. If we stay in our silos, how do we create compassion, unity? And how do we value and respect diversity? Well, I'm thinking this. What if you have a story to share and I have a story to share? And what if our stories are different and we listened to one another? I mean, truly listened to one another. And what if we had compassion for each other's stories? Gandhi challenged us this way. Our ability to reach unity in diversity will be the beauty and the test of civilization. And one of our prayers today spoke to this. We've had a tough week or two. Well, today is World Communion Sunday. I've mentioned it a few times. This means Christians around the world will receive Holy Communion today. Imagine the light of the sun comes around the globe, the earth, horizon after horizon, and Christians wake up and they go to worship and they receive Holy Communion. This could happen possibly every hour or every half hour as the sun wakes up communities around the globe. How wonderful! How special! Unity, right? Well, here's the irony. As Christians, we don't even call it the same thing. Some call it Holy Communion. Some call it the Eucharist. Some call it the Lord's Supper. As Christians, we have different doctrinal beliefs about communion. And we don't even use the same elements. Some use wine. Some use grape juice, some use black currant squash, some use bread, some use unleavened bread, some use wafers, naan, tortillas, rice cakes, and the most controversial of all, gluten-free bread. So how did this happen? How did we start to celebrate World Communion Sunday? Today it seems so sweet and wonderful, and we're all together in this. But in 1936, this was crazy talk, because Christians around the world could not agree on any of those things I just named, the elements, the belief around it, and what it's called. So, from 1936, when this began in the Presbyterian Church, it started to envelop more and more churches and denominations. Can you imagine what was happening in the 1940s? What was happening in the 1940s? World War II. And how could we come together in unity as countries? Again, crazy talk. But Christians around the world challenged one another, talked, had hard conversations, and agreed to disagree on certain things so that in unity we could partake in the Lord's Supper one time a year. Wow. So even though today I'm excited, I'm sure that back in the day, in the 1940s and 50s and 60s, this was a really, really exciting, exciting day. It's a time of remembering around the globe in different languages, in different traditions, customs, and in various forms of liturgy, the Lord's Supper is celebrated throughout Christendom. It is both a joyous and meaningful partaking in Jesus' sacred meal with friends. Our scripture in remembering is remembering the night Jesus shared with us the Lord's Supper, his holy meal. Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." Remember me, Jesus says. Remember Jesus' message of love. Remember Jesus' call for the justice of the poor, the sick, and the other. Remember Jesus who died for us. Today, as we receive Holy Communion on World Communion Sunday, let's remember how Christ longed for us to be diverse and united. I have a video to remind us of all we have in common, even in our diversity.
It's so easy to place people in boxes. Drawing lines, creating sides. There's us, and there's them. Those we feel comfortable around, and those we don't. There are those of us with many chapters, and those just starting their own stories. There's the well-to-do, and those doing what they can. There are those we share something with, and those we don't seem to share anything with.
Welcome, and thank you for coming today, guys. Today I'm going to be conducting an experiment where I'll ask you a series of questions. Now, these questions will be very personal questions, and for us to get a true result, I need you to be completely honest with how you respond. The first question I have is, who in here was the class clown? Is never on time.
And then there's us. We who have tattoos. We who feel lonely. We who have been bullied. have bullied others. We who are madly in love. We who have overcome great adversity. And there's the lucky ones, whose team won the championship this year. Created in the image of God. And as one body, we stand together, united as one under His grace.
Around the world, don't put people in a box. The next time you get sidetracked on Facebook arguing with someone through the computer screen or the internet searching for something, pause for a moment to remember Jesus. Remember Jesus who is here for all of us. Remember Jesus called for our unity, not division. And remember, you are not alone. Remember this gift Jesus gave us, which we call Holy Communion, that not only brings us in unity with Jesus Christ, but with each other. I will end with a quote from Mother Teresa. I can do things you cannot, and you can do things I cannot. Together, we can do great things. Amen.